श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद जी
जय
जय ओम विष्णु पाद परमहंस परिव्राज सर्य सतर सत शिष्य भक्त बनेगा भक्तिवेदांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी भागवत प्रभुपाद की
जय
आनंद कोटि वैष्णव की
जय
नामा चरेश्वर हरिदास कुर की
जय
अथेंस गॉड श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु जीवन श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासनी गौर भक्त I dedicated my walking to Srimati Radharani. It was pretty obvious. And it's for walking, you can do dedications like that. And you know, I started doing these marathon walks in 1996 on Prabhupada's centennial year when he would have been 100 years old. So devotees all over the world were thinking about doing special things on his behalf. So I then thought I'm going to do a walk across Canada. And I did three since that time, so that's four times. I also walked Ireland and Israel and Guyana, Trinidad, Mauritius, and the Fiji Islands. Is anybody from any of those places? Okay, well now we're in the USA, that's it. Is anybody from the USA? All right. Okay, so what I think we can do, I'll just speak in two parts, because I really want to share with you some of our experiences of today, because a lot of little miracles did happen. And it's, I guess it's Radharani's mercy, Prabhupada's mercy. And I'm just, I did take a break from walking, and I took rest in a park. And I carry with me at least this book. So it's my second day walking. It finished 23 miles walking. It's 30-some kilometers. Okay, 40 years ago. 40 years ago yesterday, Prabhupada, our Guru Maharaj, everybody's Guru Maharaj, let's say, wrote a preface to this book, Upadeshamrita, Nectar of Instruction. So it was 40 years ago exactly, in Vrindavan, India. And I thought I would just kind of read it out to you. It's very pertinent to the event today, honoring Radharani's birthday. And I did have a chance to at least tell one yoga instructor, dance instructor, her name's Rachel, in a place called Hopkinton. We told her, we are having a half day fast for the goddess, Radha. Shall we? And she's the consort of Krishna. So anyways, maybe I could use this drum. And what I like to do with these readings, I like to charade them out. This way we can involve you all, if that's okay. Okay? So everybody understand charades? I'll read a little bit, then I'll leave it blank, and I'll act out the word that's missing, so you can guess. Is that okay? Are you Mohan would love that. Okay, here we start. Written, scripted by Srila Prabhupada himself. The Krishna consciousness movement is conducted under the supervision of Srila Rupa Goswami. The Gaudiya Vaishnavas, or Bengali Vaishnavas, are mostly followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of whom the six Goswamis of Vrindavan are direct disciples. Therefore, Srila Narottam Das Thakur has sung Rupa Roganatha Pade Haibhu Akuti Kabe Hama Bhujava Se Yugara Puriti. When I am eager to understand the literature given by the Goswamis, then I shall be able
to
understand the transcendental loving affairs of Radha and
Krishna.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the courtroom. In order to bestow upon human society the benediction of the signs of
Krishna.
The most exalted of all the activities of Lord Krishna are his past
acts
of conjugal love with the
Gopis.
Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the mood of Srimati Radharani, the best of the Gopis. Therefore, to understand the mission of Lord Shri
Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu and follow in his footsteps, one must very
Seriously,
follow in the footsteps of these six Goswamis, Sri Rupa, Sanatan, Bhakta Raghunath, Sri Jiva, Gopal Bhakta, and Dasa Raghunath. Sri Rupa Goswami was the leader of all the Goswamis, and to guide our activities, he gave us this Upadeshamrita, the nectar of instruction to
follow.
Good. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left behind the eight verses known as Shikshastika, Rupa Goswami gave us the Upadeshamrita.
So
that we may become pure Vaishnavas. In all spiritual affairs, one's first duty is to control his
mind
and
senses.
Unless one controls his
mind
and
senses,
one cannot make any
advancement
in spiritual
life.
Every one within this
material
is engrossed in the modes of passion and
greed.
One must promote himself to the platform of
goodness.
Satvagur, by following the instructions of Rupa Goswami, and then every you would have had to watch TV in the 60s, right?
Thing.
Good. I'll read it again because we lost track. One must promote himself to the platform of goodness, Satvaguru, by following the instructions of Rupa Goswami. And then everything concerning how to make further
progress
will be revealed. Advancement in
consciousness
depends on the
attitude
of the follower. A follower of the Krishna consciousness should be
invited.
Become a perfect Goswami. Vaishnavas are generally known as Goswamis. In Vrindavan, this is the title by which the director of each temple is known.
One
who wants to become a perfect
devotee
of Krishna must become a Goswami. Go means the senses, and Swami means the
master.
Unless one controls his senses and mind, one cannot become a Goswami. To achieve the
higher
ascension.
Oh! I'm going to hell. Okay, highest.
Success.
In life, by becoming a Goswami, and then a pure devotee of the Lord, one must follow the instructions known as Upadeshamrita, which have been given by Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Rupa Goswami has given many other books, such as the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Vidagdha Madhava, and Lalita Madhava. But the Upadeshamrita constitutes the first instructions for neophyte devotees. One should follow these instructions very strictly. Then it will be easier to make one's life successful. And then Hare Krishna. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, September 20th, 1975, Vishwaru Mahotsav, Krishna Balaram Mandir, Raman Reti, Vrindavan, India. If you want, you can do a little sliding yoga and come a little closer so we can make more room for everybody. I feel that there are, in this reading and in this text, there are two important words to take note of here. And one is, and they're kind of related. So this Yugala Pariti, this word, which appears from the song of Narottam Das Thakur, it translates as eagerness, to be very enthusiastic. To be successful in spiritual life, you have to be eager to learn. You have to be eager to take up new challenges. You have to be eager to just advance, to progress, eager to want to know how to get closer to Krishna, let's put it that way, and to get closer to Radha. As we see, people are very enthusiastic about Maya, the illusory energy, which is represented usually in the sort of a female form for the guys. And of course, it should be really the opposite for the ladies. A nice-looking hunk is Maya for the ladies. So now, the origin of this Shakti energy, which we call female energy, is Srimati Radharani. And this is explained very explicitly by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his students, that of all the very strong, like, feminine deities that we have, that we honor, whether it's, you know, say, like, in the case of Sita or Parvati or any of the great personalities, the origin of all these personalities is Srimati Radharani. And of course, she's an extension, you can say, if I could use that word, of Lord Shri Krishna himself. So to gain their the understanding of the relationship between the ultimate male and ultimate female, God in two forms. My God, it's so great when you walk in and people ask questions, you know, about God, and you say, well, we believe that God's both mother and father. And just, wow, that gets you fed the feminists off your back. And it just, you know, it's so satisfying, you know, to tell people there's a male and female aspects to the divine. And that's also indicated in the Bhagavad Gita by Lord Krishna, as it's one of his opulences. He says, I'm the father, I'm the mother. So then, if you hear that, who is this mother, motherly figure? So that we understand this mother is ultimately in the form of Srimati Radharani. And so, to understand this relationship between the two, and how God can be two in one, it's not so hard to understand. Is anybody that was born Catholic? You're Italian, right? So you're Catholic, right? Any other Catholics in the room? Okay. Anyways, if you're raised Catholic, boy, okay. There must be a few Jewish folks in here, whatever else. Okay. So, Anyways, we learned that the principle of the Trinity, God is three in one. As in, let's say, for instance, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. When we were kids, they called Holy Ghost. That sounded too much like Halloween, so they changed the terminology to the Spirit, and which we understand to be Paramatma. So God in the form of Bhagavan, God in the form of, the Jiva, like an advanced devotee. Sometimes advanced devotees are called Bhagavan. But they're not God, but they have all godly qualities. And then we also understand Bhagavan, Krishna, in the form of Paramatma, God in the heart. So God in the Spirit. So three in one, okay? So now we have one in one, we have two in one. There's many other examples in the Shastras of three in one. And you can go down the list, you can count practically up until you have unlimited numbers, all in one. Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. There are many, many avatars, practically as many species that there exists in the world. God is representing practically every species in some way, shape, or form. Some are more popularized than others. And of course, we have the Das Avatar, which are popularized by great Vaishnava poets like Jiva Goswami. And then the Bhagavatam, we have a list of avatars, Bhagavan in different forms. Listing over 20 of them. But then finally, the first canto of the Bhagavatam, it sort of comes very clear. Listen, there's no limitation to the avatars and ways that God will appear in this world. So to accept that God is two in one, one in two, it's just like a couple, a nice couple, the ideal couple that you might meet. Aren't they sweet? Don't they look great together? And so on that. They are a couple, they are one, but definitely they're two individuals. And you find that out very soon if you talk to them. One is from Venus, one is from Mars. They're from two different planets, and now they're under the same roof. And Hare Krishna. They were attracted to each other, and now Hare Krishna. So Radha and Krishna, they are the ultimate divine personalities. There's nothing mundane about them. They did not come into the world born under material circumstances as a result of the force of karma, but they came by their own sweet will. Krishna manifests himself in different ways, purely to, to enjoy himself in different ways. So therefore, Radha was manifest for this reason. So there could be a kind of conjugal love, not as we know conjugal love in the material world. I mean, everybody sort of drools over a Bollywood movie, and those particular scenes come on, right? But we're not talking about that kind of love whatsoever. It's a love that we cannot almost touch. Therefore, even in general, it's hard for me to speak about Radharani and the relationships between Radha and Krishna, because I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. But because it's too beyond my comprehension, and it requires an incredible amount of purity, and it requires eagerness. That's mentioned by this word, yugala puriti. And I like another word that Srila Prabhupada uses here. Krishna consciousness is all about attitude. It's really that. It's not really about somebody saying, oh, here is Radha Krishna, and I'll make sure everyone notices that I'm doing my dandavats so nicely, and I'm doing my puja so well, and I'm sitting there so attentively, and I'm singing with all my heart. It's not a showboat program, you know? It's not gestures, it's really more, really from the heart, and that requires the right attitude. Srila Prabhupada explains, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also talks about within the science of Bhakti Yoga, that there are maybe three levels of attitudes that you can have. And one attitude is, I love Krishna very much, but I hate his followers. I hate the devotees. Now, those attitudes sometimes bring it. And then you have another level of devotee who is that, I love Krishna, but actually I understand his devotees more. And that's another level. And another level would be, this is where we say uttam, Which means topmost mentality. I'm not really a devotee. I probably never will be. Everyone else is serving God very nicely. Even the ones that declare atheist status. Still, we consider that there is love for the Lord deep down inside. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhukabhanai. So this means love of the Lord is in the deep recesses of the heart. And even people who deny said, I'm not religious. You know, some people say, I don't believe in God. And you know, you can just say in a lower breath, yeah, right. But deep down inside, it is there. It's just a matter of changing the attitude in it. You know? The attitude has to be right. We have to hit it spot on. And the attitude is one of humility. The attitude is one as expressed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the combination of Radha and Krishna. You understand, he's both the Lord and the goddess together, in mood and in spirit. So he said, Trinarabhisimichina, Tororabhisimichina, Amanina Manarina, Kirataniya Sadahari, which means this is something you can carry with you just like you carry your head. You wouldn't get up in the morning without your head, okay? So you carry with you this spirit that is found in this shloka, this verse, verse 3 from Shikshastakam of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there is, he's saying that, that I will always serve, especially in the form of chanting. I will always glorify the Lord. But in this particular state of mind, I will think of myself lower than the straw on the street, sometimes called grass, but I like the word straw. Because if you see a piece of straw, it goes like this. If a straw grass goes like this, if you walk on it, it sort of goes halfway up. So when we say straw, boom, and you stay there. Okay, you stay on a humble platform of humility, right? You stay there. Now that doesn't mean that people do dumbbells tonight and just stay here and sleep here. You have to go back home and carry on with it. But it's the attitude against the spirit. Then we also have the case where it is said that one should be more tolerant than a tree. Now, in this day and age, people are not very tolerant. There's a lot of like entitlement attitudes out there. I have my rights. No, I have my rights. Everybody's feeling they have their rights. But a lot of people's rights are actually wrongs. They're actually wrongs because you're not entitled to be God, to get whatever you want. You know? So tolerance is necessary. If you have a problem with your partner, if you have a problem with the group of people you're with, or with your dog or cat, or whatever, or the drivers, the motors, you know, there has to be shown some level of tolerance. Two things I like about India, maybe three. I like the holy places. I like the ISKCON resorts. I like the people. And in some ways, I like the traffic. How so? Well, you know, when you're in the thick of traffic in Delhi or something, or Kolkata or something, or Mumbai, and people just honk happily. If you're in the way, someone in the USA, you'll never hear the end of it. Stronger four-letter words than Rama. There's no tolerance. We have no tolerance whatsoever because life is very convenient. Everything's very efficient and comfortable. We're very pampered. One thing I learned from the walks, and maybe the way I grew up, because my dad is such a good man, he's left the guru for me before I met Prabhupada. I feel it's better to have a sort of fixed mind, or like a peaceful mind, and go through some physical inconveniences, than to have a pampered life and have an agitated mind. Isn't it? Like in the end, we just want to go and leave this world. We want to make a clear exit. We want no clutter in our head. In our mind, in our brain, and with our sin, we want a clear exit. Just like if there's a fire, you want to be able to just get up. Sometimes I wonder if there is a fire, what do Hare Krishna communities. I don't even want to think about it. But, you know, you go for the exit sign, you dash over there, you just clear. There should be no clutter, nothing in the way. There shouldn't be furniture in the way. There should be garbage bags in the way. There should just be a clean exit. So that's what you want. How do you get that?
There has to be
enthusiasm, and there has to be the right attitude, the right spirit. So therefore, Chidambaranga was laying it out in this shloka. One more thing he says, ready to offer all respects to all living entities. I can remember on the last walk I did across Canada, I met a fellow, and he pulled over, and he said, I remember you 9 years ago, you know, when you were on this road. And, you know, I gave him a mantra card, said, well, you know, I don't, you know, I was telling him I was a vegetarian. He said, well, I hunt moose, you know, I hope you hold that against me. And, you know, and I didn't, like, the guy was so nice to me to stop. Even though he hunts moose and eats moose. So he then, after we parted, he drove off. And I said, I hope you have the best day in your life. And so he drove a few meters, and then he turned around, came back, and said, hey, I'm really glad you said that. Thanks a lot. So I was just saying, he had the right attitude. There's some people who are those, what does Niyama Das Brahmachari say? Those stinking, meaty incarnates, whatever. Now, do you know what I'm talking about? He's a comedian and he plays the role of a sort of a Russian El Stancho fanatical brahmachari. So there's definitely bhakti, there's a spark of bhakti in everybody, just has to be fanned a little bit, that's all. And to do that, to you know, let's say, expand the flame, you have to have the right attitude. You insert the right attitude into that person's life. And then that person's attitude will change. People will change. I haven't met too many Jagai and Madai scenarios. If you don't know what I mean, Jagai and Madai were two big criminals, woman hunters, drunkards, and they were in Bengal during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time. And but they made a real turnaround in their life because of the kindness and the right attitude at Nityananda, who's the associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what they had. They had the right attitude. So it is all very, very much about attitude. So we're there to kind of, you know, I guess that's the best gift we can give to Radharani, really, to Radha on this day, is show an improved attitude. To do a little better, to, you know, if I'm here on this level right now, my devotional status, I want to get up here. And if I'm here, I want to get, it's just like an ascending program, like that. But to ascend, you have to, you know, the way that is possible to achieve that, one has to come down to a more humble frame of mind. Right? I'm the lowest of the low, like that. In Mahatma, you know, Krishna explains, defines what is a Mahatma in the Bhagavad Gita. And if you take it literally, it means great soul. But then, how is it defined? You know, giving it a little more color, Lord Krishna says, the Mahatma is one who is always engaged in glorification of the Supreme. Satatam kirtayanto mam. Mam, glorification. Kirtayanto mam of me, Krishna says. Satatam, always, kirtayanto. Kirtan means glorification of her, celebration of his name in particular. And one who is always absorbed in the spiritual energy. That's a Mahatma. And that, to achieve that, it just needs to take a humble position, ready to serve other people. That's the best thing we can do for Radharani. So I remember the first time I did the walk across Canada, it was 96. I was walking along the Niagara River. Anybody been to Niagara Falls before? Okay, it's very beautiful. And I started at Fort Erie, this is a place in Canada, and I walked and made it to beyond the falls. And it was so, you know, when you have a river walking next to you, it's like having an amigo with you, you know, having a friend with you. And because it was Radharani's day, therefore we put a little extra. I did 82 kilometers that day, which is 50 something miles. somewhere in there. Oh, I'm starting. So we may be thinking, what can I do for Radha? Indeed, we can spend a little bit of money to offer gifts to the Lord. That's beautiful, because that's what we are gaining through our regular life. But also, maybe more importantly, is if I can make a change in my attitude, my spirit. That would really be better. And all that envy and the lust and the greed and the anger, anger issues, anger management. Anybody got anger issues here in this room? Anybody got some anger problems? Do now, have in the past, anticipating some in the future. Okay. So these are things that we have to kind of work at. And in order to achieve it, it just requires to establish the right attitude, the right spirit. The spirit of enthusing everyone in devotional service. So I just want to tell you a little bit about what happened today, our little miracle day, with our walk from Natick, Massachusetts, which at the town hall, which Niranjan Swami reminded me is, that's two blocks away from my sister. Up to, on this side of Hopkinton. Yeah, got it, right. Good. So, myself and my associates, there are four of us today, there will be three tomorrow, there will be two after a few days. Not that people are not liking our program. It's just everyone's busy with their lives. So we started walking at 5:25 this morning. It was dark. And we concentrated on chanting our japa. You can see some headlights coming your way. You keep an eye on them. There's no inch of a sidewalk, as I mentioned. And we were walking on acorns all over the place, fallen from the oak trees. I guess that's good for acupressure points. And, about 3 hours later, we decided, let's go to a park and just take a little break, and I just wanted to lie down. So we all had a little bit of a rest. Prabhupada called it snap. We call it nap, but he called it snap. Meaning, don't take too long. So after this was at a park, and just before lying down, there was a statue of a man with a gun in his hand. And it's like a bronze statue. George W. Brown. Okay, so I was curious. What is this guy who looks a little bit like Alfred Hitchcock? With his gun in his hand. And so we read about it and said, 1905, and this is what happens when you're walking across the country. You learn about the history of things. So in 1905, the Boston Marathon started at that park, at that point. And for 30 years, this man would start the marathon by shooting a gun. And I thought, wow, what a fantastic place to lie down and have a little rest in kind of historical place. So after having a rest for about 10 or 15 minutes, some kind of a snap, I woke up and I saw at the gazebo in this nice, cute little park, there was a man setting up chairs. And then I saw a woman telling him how to set them up. And I talked to Vivaswam, my support person, the guy behind the camera. And I said, no, I was telling one of the boys. I said, why don't we find out what they're doing? Maybe we can be involved with them. And the whole idea with the walk is to have interaction with people. And we didn't have much, actually. We really didn't have much interaction to say, other than say hello to one guy who was plugged, fired up, and you almost have to go, you know, that's the way it is these days. So then the devotee went out there, and Vivaswan ultimately talked to the people, said, yeah, we've got your first speaking engagement on this walk. Okay, and then we saw these senior citizens coming in and sitting in the chairs. And then we met Jennifer, who was the coordinator, and she's a coordinator, or like one of the main people behind Golden Pond Senior Citizens Home. It's called Assisted Help and Memory Care. And so herself to her, and she said, oh, so you're a walking monk. And I said, you're fine. Well, why did you become a monk? And, you know, she came right out in the opening questions, and I said, well, I want to live a simple way of life, and I want to do something very different. And she looked at my japa beads and said, what are those? Those are beads for meditation, like a rosary. And I could understand, but by looking at her, she was Italian, so she had to be Catholic, she knew what a rosary was. So then I got introduced to Rachel, and Rachel is the sort of like the warm-up, let's say, yoga instructor, dance instructor. So I introduced myself. So, okay, Swami, can you do something for our people here? And I was a little tired because the people had to say, you know what the Swami step is, right? I was tired of saying the Swami step because it requires me to stand up. I said, I can do for your people the Swami swerve from the seat. And so, anyways, Rachel went and did her little like, loosening up Tai Chi type moves. And we all followed along, and then we got into dyads and mirrored each other and all these things. And it was just what I needed for the walk after 3.5 hours of walking. Just exactly what I needed to loosen up. And so we had a good time with that. We made friends with all those folks, and then one thing led to another. Anyways, we kept walking, and we got invited by Jennifer to a lunch. We had our own dining room. They made gourmet vegetarian meal for us, you know, and like Kesley was the name of God, and that's how we broke our fast. And it was good, like roasted veggies, and like, oh, mamma mia. It was so good, you know. And so then we kept walking, and the other little miracle that happened is, you know, the procedure is that Bibaswan will drive with his van ahead, and I'll walk, you know, up to where the van is, and then we'll go another, you know, say like 3 miles. So we got to what's called Pratt Pond, and it's a lake. It's actually a lake. And he and the devotees pointed out, Maharaj, look at this. I took a photograph of something that's at the bottom of the lake. And then he showed it to me on the camera. I said, well, what is that? And it's Ganesh. So come. So we went and we looked at, and at the bottom of the lake was a Murti of Ganesh. Right here in New England. Can you believe it? So then I can understand. We're like, we're not in India. Right? We're in the USA. So my other Skarna Sindhu, he went and reached out and said, why don't we pull it up? I thought perhaps it was a broken deed and somebody put him in the water. And so Karuna Sindhu pulled him up out of the water, and he was missing a hand, but we found his hand later nearby, and we decided that he's our new passenger for the walk. He's going to be, and he removes the obstacles on the path of devotional service. Can you believe that that happened? I mean, uncanny. And that was one little miracle. That never happened in Canada. I never found Ganesh in Canada. Yeah. And it's mind-boggling. Totally mind-boggling. What else? Can you recall some other little pieces of that? Well, you know, when you're walking, you know, you get hungry and thirsty, and there isn't always, like, a Walmart right there. Thank God. We didn't hit any Walmarts. But we did come upon patches of wild grapes. And they were so good. So good. And I remember as a child being raised on the farm saying, this is the way a grape is supposed to taste, you guys, of the 21st century. That's the way it's supposed to taste. Like, you know, flavor, punch, energy, like that. So these are the little things that happen along the way are of tremendous value when you're walking, whether it be the exchange with people or those little beautiful moments when you have the best nap ever in your life under a tree. And I've been in places where there's bears and wild moose and cougars and says, after, when you're tired, you don't care. You don't care. It doesn't matter. You know? You just, somewhere out your field, you've become very dependent on Krishna, that he's going to take care of you, you know? And, you know, I can tell you many stories about walking experiences, but I think that just to tie it in today's event, Radhastami, the birth of Radha, and say like this walk, or anything you do devotionally, Radharani is someone we call on every day in our life. We do that by saying Hare. So can you say that? Hare.
Hare.
But let me say it first, if you don't mind. Hare.
Hare.
And then Krishna.
Krishna.
Okay, let's act it out. Every day when we go and we walk, when I say we, sometimes people, who's we? Like, journalists come to me, reporters. I say, well, we walked. Well, who's we? It's just me. Well, in me and, like, God in the heart. You know, like, oh, okay, that's what you mean. Like, continue. So anyways, when you come to a juncture in the road for pedestrians, there's always this, right? And we see it like a blessing. You know? Of course, you shouldn't go forward. you'll end up being a pizza or something. But it's a blessing. So, this is Hare. Hare, can everybody do it? It's a nice straight and tall. Hare.
Hare.
And this is Krishna.
Krishna.
And this is Hare.
Hare.
Krishna.
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 Hare.
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 And now the warrior in you is going to come out.
Rama.
Rama. Okay. Hare.
Hare.
Rama.
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 Rama. Hare.
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 Hare. Okay, thank you. So we understand that this Satatam Kirtiyam Tomam, which is addressed in Bhagavad Gita by the Lord in the 9th chapter, is really to be understood like in a practical sense, the execution of kirtan, chanting this, especially this mahamantra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu popularized this, you know, mahamantra combination of three words kind of scrambled together in a unique way. And if we do this every day, we will actually give the mercy of Radha, and this is what we're calling on. Before we even get to Krishna, it's understood you must see Radha first. She's the one that comes to the door first. You know, you ring the doorbell, and she opens it. Can I help you? it's like that. And then, I'm here to see Krishna. No problem. Okay? And provided you have the right attitude. So that's the way it works. It's that beautiful combination. Her name appears more than Krishna and more than Rama. So a little bit of special attention goes to the action of service. So her name comes from a word found in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Aradhanam, which refers to someone who is very the best, the optimum at service, you know, got the right, the most worshipable person for worshipping the best. So this is where the word Radha comes from. And we are have a great amount of indebtedness that we can pay to the 6 Goswamis for writing about Radha and her companions, the coward maidens, and their relationship with Krishna. We owe an incredible amount of indebtedness to these 6 Goswamis who took it so far for us to understand this thing. So, again, going back to the words from Narottam Das Thakur, do you really understand? Radha and Krishna and their very intimate relations, it is only possible if you have the right attitude. And that is one of enthusiasm. And that's your ticket back to the spiritual world, to the domain of Krishna, is to just be enthusiastic about service. Okay? And that comes in many shapes and forms. So please chant Hare Krishna every day if you're not already. And if you are, add a little bit more. If you don't think you can add more names, then improve the quality of that chanting. And just try to do better. Do better than you have been before. And one thing I like about what Srila Prabhupada said, how he described, what is a devotee? A devotee is one who keeps trying. He's always trying to do better. Always trying to improve. Always trying. And even if somebody's a little bit clumsy and sloppy in their way of executing devotional service, as long as one tries, we should hail that person as, you know, a great soul, great Mahatma, because they are trying. So yesterday at the downtown in Boston, we were, my little send-off party for the walk was with the Harinam Ruchi group. They go all over the world, and they are very expert at getting everyone to chant. We had one of those iPhone places yesterday, and there were customers in there, and there were guys behind the counter, and we just went in there chanting, and those guys dropped everything they were doing here, and they were dancing like crazy, and all the customers were having such a good time, they'd never seen anything like that. So it's all the enthusiasm that you apply in devotional service is what counts to make it possible for you to advance or progress so that you can be
successful.
And then you can ultimately reach the transcendental
platform.
Thank you very much. Questions or comments? Yes, lady in the green. I'm walking through it. So we'll be. We will probably be in. We'll probably be here at the temple a few nights. We're anticipating speaking engagements, as I mentioned, yoga studios, town halls, maybe libraries. We're not 100% sure yet. But it's starting to take shape already. And we're on TV on Wednesday. And what else is happening? Things are shaping up. So we're here. So, well, why don't you come on the road with us? You can walk with us.
It's a buy one, get three free package.
Okay. All right. We don't mind. The road's big. It's long. You have to do a lot of single file, you know. So. Yes, question.
I had a quick question. You said that you were stopped in the tight spot by the police officers. And what did you tell him, and what did he tell you?
Well, I didn't have much time to explain. He said, so you're going for a walk. I said, yeah, quite the walk. We're on our way to Pennsylvania to, but I forgot the name, Butler. I couldn't even remember. Butler, Pennsylvania to... the thrust of this walk is walking for our teachers because they are underrated, underappreciated, and let's say undervalued. So in a broad sense, not even telling people like the police officer, it's for that. When I get a chance to talk a little bit more, they say, walking for my guru, and I might just say that, just a bit on the individual, who's your audience. Come right up and say.
So what did he say to you?
Well, you have to be very careful. You have to be very careful where you're walking in. So, and he just said, good luck. He was a nice guy. Super nice guy. Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, how are you?
I have a question. So Maharaj, you mentioned about Radha. Radha meaning worshipable. So there is a word aparada, so meaning against Radha, which is nothing but offense, an
yes.
offense.
No.
So my question is, what is the difference between the offense and the sin?
I don't think that you can say that there's much of a difference. They're practically synonyms. Devotional offense is, it's like a sin. I don't think there's anything different between the two. It means when you commit a sin. I'm not somebody who understands language. You know, language very well, but the word sin. A lot of English words come from old German. You know, a lot of words like door is door. Dwar, door. That's Sanskrit actually, right? But a lot of Sanskrit Old German comes from Sanskrit. So I just want to say sin comes from the word Obsunder. It's a German word which means to break away. And that was explained to Prabhupada. He found it very interesting.
So is aparad is forgivable, I mean, and sin is not, something like that?
When you're dealing with the Lord, everything is forgivable. It's just a matter of the change of attitude. That's all. Because that's where atonement really lies. It is your change of spirit. You have to have a different attitude. You have to have regret and remorse for the wrong things you've done. Then you'll improve. But if you make a mistake and you say, pass it off as if nothing happened, you'll make the same mistake again. So it's just a matter of developing that meekness that is required, that humility, and then you can change. Then the offenses will not be. And I would say it's also an offense to sit on the fence and not do anything, just sit there. You know, go on this side or that side of the fence. You know, just to sit on the fence and be a bystander.
Well,
and just watch.
Silence is violence.
Silence is violence. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. So speak the truth. Live the truth.
So Radharani, when we worship Radharani, helps us to, get Krishna.
Yes, sir.
And Guru also does the same thing. So what is the function of
this is called parampara. This is called parampara. You start with the sainted people that are your mentors, and they help you. And then apparently somebody mentored them, and someone mentored them. It goes all the way in the line that goes right up to Krishna, and Radharani is right in there somewhere.
So parampara starts with Radharani?
If you want to start at that end of the totem pole, you can. But if you want to start at the other end, you can start with immediate person there who gives you inspiration, gives you guidance, coaches you, and so on like that. Like Guru. You know, like someone like Hari Mohan is your local teacher, your local guide. Right? He inspires. So from him to Radha, maybe it's a long road, but they're all doing the same thing, bringing everyone to Krishna. Is that okay? Somebody else?
I have two parts, and whether you hear the second one is whether either you answer the one way or you draw it out of me regardless.
Okay.
But the first question is, on your experience today regarding the grapes, was that in Connecticut that you know of or in Massachusetts?
That was probably in Massachusetts. We actually haven't figured out which state we're in right now.
Okay.
But it's just on this side of Hopkinton. So, which is Hopton. Okay, Hopton.
Do you
know where that is?
Second. I do. I've
That's Massachusetts.
Remotely. Yeah, it is.
Okay.
So I'll tell you the second if you let me. Anyway, it's...
Well,
it
that
only
was
has
short
to be,
enough,
yeah.
So. Go ahead.
It's just that the Connecticut... I don't know if you were aware, the Connecticut flag is symbolic as the growing fruitful grapevines.
Oh.
I just thought maybe that was something.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
Oh, beautiful.
Thank you so much. Eddie.
Wow. I'm happy to know we're going to hit some more grapes.
You will. Yeah. Trust me. It's wonderful.
I can't wait. Those things are fantastic.
You're slipping out of the flag.
When you're walking many hours and you come upon a patch of blueberries or an old apple tree, that abandoned tree, like, wow, it's just like seeing God. Another question.
Yeah, my question is about your route.
Yes.
Are you taking back roads?
When we're not hitting the state, the highways, interstate. You can't take interstate. That would be a no-no. But it's smaller roads, and if you want to get in touch with us on the route, you can actually talk to Vivaslan. How should I answer that? Just check out on Facebook.
There is a Facebook page dedicated to this walk and all the sequence of walks. It's called Walking for Our Teachers. You search on Facebook, Walking for Our Teachers, you will find all the up-to-date information, what happened yesterday. You will find the map, which is interactive. You can click on it, and it will open You can find some more information. There's links to the website, you know, Maharaj's website, also to his blog. He has a daily blog. He updates, you know, he writes what happened during the day, you know, and his thoughts about it.
In other words, if you come and join us, we'll put your name there. Okay. Anybody else?
How can I... How can I understand what Radharani wants, and how can I know if Radharani is pleased with me?
How can I understand what Radharani wants, and how can I understand if she's pleased with me? Well, it is a little bit difficult to understand what she wants personally, because it operates a little bit remote control. So therefore, hands-on is with the guru, the immediate people that you're working with. You please those people who are representatives of Radha, and when they're pleased, we understand that this joy, this happiness, goes up the line, down the line of the parampara, and it just carries on. Just like, by the way, we went for a swim today. I forgot that highlight. We went for a swim today. So when you plunge your body in the water, you create, you know, a wave, and it just keeps kind of going off on like this. So that's the way it works. That's the way mercy flows. So if you have, you offer some services, you know, and your local immediate, those who are your guides, your teachers, your mentors, gurus, are pleased with you, you can understand Radha's, you know, smiling. So that's what we suggest. Please those who are representing the personality of Godhead. That's the process. So we don't have to worry about, doesn't have to be such an esoterical thing, such a, you know, a lofty thing that, you know, is how will I know, you know. You can know very immediately, very directly. Chapter 9 from Bhagavad Gita. The joy can be experienced almost immediately.
Sir, one question. As you mentioned Ganesha in your work, right? So if you look back in the mythology, Lord Shiva has given the blessing to Ganesh that it should be worshipped first. So can you enlighten that? Because in ISKCON, we center Krishna. We take Krishna as center and we take him as a supreme personality. Because Lord Shiva has told that no one can get the blessing from from other lords if they don't worship the Lord Ganesha first. So I just want to know about that.
In our Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition, we are followers of the six Goswamis. We understand that mercy comes, permission comes, blessings come from when you get directly okay, the green light from the guru. So again, gets back to that point. So in our tradition, our movement, we have Srila Prabhupada. It starts with him, almost ends with him. It starts with him, we get his mercy. And because it's Prabhupada who also introduced us to Ganesh and all the other great Vedic pantheon and all the great personalities that are part of the Vedic, that make up the Vedic family. So we start with Guru. That's how it works. So oftentimes in our kirtans we start Namo Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasthaya Bhutai, Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dhanam, Namaste Saraswati Gauravani Prachari, Prabhupada built a house into which the whole world could live in. And, you know, we've been introduced into that. It's his house. And that's called ISKCON. And in recent times, he is considered our contemporary, guide, you know, guru, enlightened soul. So we start with him. And, you know, he doesn't mention too much about Ganesh in his writings. He does mention that Ganesh removes obstacles on the path of devotion, you know, but there's something even perhaps before that. You get the blessing of the guru before you go to Ganesh. Again, it's not the remote control. I know what remote control is. The garage opens by remote control, the TV, everything is remote control. But here you can be more direct about things. Isn't that nice? You can touch the person who's inspiring you. We'll go back to you. I'm not sure what your program is. I know kids have to go to school tomorrow, and Radharani has to take rest. So,
is there any way we can assist you on your walks? Is there something that?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, grapes are taken care of. Grapes are taken care of. But any kind of food items like that are fine, or even that which you use to get the, you know, are helpful. Our biggest expense, even though it's a walking, you know, expedition, our biggest expense is, you know, gasoline.
What is your favorite fruit,
Maharaj? Is avocado a fruit? I like all the fruits, but the dark ones, you know, the not, you know, sorry to be fussy. Yes.
I just checked with the Gary Mohan Prabhu. He said, you know, I'm late, so we can end anytime.
So I just sit in the fence. Like you've been in a sin. Well, please tell Gary Mohan to please forgive me. Anyways, it's very nice to be here with you today on this very special day.
You can
this
sit
Friday.
On the fence, we don't care.
Sit on the fence. I don't sit on the fence, I just walk. Please walk more. Please walk more, and you can chant when you walk. Prabhupada used to do it. Take care of your physical health so you can live longer. You can do more service. You know, devotees, I travel around the world. A lot of people have high, there's a high diabetic rate amongst the devotees because we eat rich foods and we're kind of sedentary. We don't do enough exercise. As a group of people, we don't.
How do you walk in winter, Maharaj?
You put on a coat. And, sometimes, and you take in the fresh air. And winter is going to be the best time. Better than summer. Because in the winter, you can bundle up. In the summer, you can't peel it. Winter's better. Vidura went to the north for the snow. Dhritarashtra went to the snow. The Pandavas went up north. Come to Canada, we'll give you love.
Thank you, Raymond. Nothing
good. Because really, you know, cold air, it's really perky. It makes you think very hot air, super. Your brain sizzles. It melts. So I just have to stand up for Canada. That's where I live. Okay, we'll have to. Thank you very much, everyone. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shikati Radharani ki jai.
Hari Bol.
And Vancha Kalpata Rubhyascha. Vipassana Vyaya Vacha. Patitana Pavanevya Vaishnavevya Namo.